Coming at you from Scratcher Wolf Studio, it's Rage Across the Internet presents Wherever Gaia Takes Us, a Werewolfy Apocalypse Let's Play. Starring
Daniel Tyson as Ricochet,
M as Carly Emberstring,
CJ as Nightfang,
and I'm your storyteller Porter. Assault on Station 2, Part 6.
I'm going to look back, notice that the skull pig is not chasing me, and crawl back into the lab room. Staying on the wall, just in case. I did hear a bang, though, so maybe the guys need me. If not, I'm on my way in.
All right. I'm going to say sheepishly. Spiders, man your way in to the to which you come into quite the sight. You see Ricochet throwing up next to what kind of looks like some skin over a boar skeleton, and then a pile of Gibbs and blood, and at the bottom of that happens to be Nightfang. You can't tell if he's moving or not.
I'm going to jump up off the ground and go over to Nightfang, make sure he's alive. Oi! Slap, slap.
Pushing my way out of the Gibbs and just shaking off like a wet dog.
Oh, gross.
The smell is egregious. Go ahead and roll your willpower.
That is vile.
Should see the other guy.
I do. Oh, that's all successes.
Okay.
That was a good ass roll too. That's too bad. Or I guess good.
You saved the good roll on not throwing up one time.
I know, right? Fucking vile, man. Are you guys okay?
Yep, gonna need. I think he got banged up a little bit more than I did. Gonna need fucking long deep cleanse after this.
There's a eyewash station in the corner.
All right, when you stop puking, I'll help you.
Also, doors open.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep.
I was trying to lure it back to the gunfire, but I think it might have been smarter than that.
Yeah, it seems that these things are pretty freaking intelligent.
See how they looked at each other when one of them chased me? That was weird and creepy. All right, are you done puking? Do you need healed? Or are you all right?
I can use some help.
Maybe I'll actually be able to do it this time. I don't know. I'm going to go over to him and make sure everything's in place before Mother's touching.
How big is the skull pig skull?
I mean, that's a very impolite question.
I'm curious. You know, it's one of those things of like, well, he's being healed. Nightfang might have ideas.
Could this fit in a backpack?
Well, what? It's 6 foot at the shoulder, 7 foot long. Mm-hmm. You know, I would call it like a fucking horse skull.
Yeah.
You know, an approximate size, mm-hmm, plus tusks.
What's your age right now?
6.
Okay, that's one success.
All right, so I'm back to just my egg damages.
Yeah, I think that skull might be a little too big. I want to try breaking off one of the tusks.
Still in Krynos?
Yep.
Roll your strength.
Okay.
I'm going to make him do it anyway. Maybe he'll botch and, like, put an eye out.
That's okay. That would be the greatest, like, post-mortem revenge for this skull pig. Standard diff?
Yes, sir.
Cool. That is 2 successes.
It takes you a second. But curse snap. Where should be marrow, a few maggots slip out of the bone as you pull it free of the skull.
Just gonna shake it like you're trying to get the last drops out of a cup or something that you just finished washing.
It's a good thing I just vomited everything that was already in my stomach.
Look forward to the dry heaves, then?
No. Just got nothing left.
Your god, you're a hard one to heal.
Just for me and my peace of mind, can we take a quick survey of our damage and where our wounds are located, please and thank you?
Just the was the silver shot of the clavicle now.
Okay.
Two were bashing, but like that's now healed, so.
Okay.
I still have one of the gunshots, unless that's going to heal in this point in time. Well, because it was just, it was not aggravated. And I also have a tusk scrape.
Okay, and that is ag, correct?
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And CJ?
Two ag, and it is from getting bored a little bit in the side.
Right, yeah, that's not a great wound.
Yeah.
That lethal, yeah, go ahead and kill that lethal.
Okay, killing the lethal. I just have the one, I believe you said it was on my arm when I was dodging. Are you okay, Nightfang?
I wouldn't mind a heal if you want to dump it.
I can try. I'll go up to him and place the wound back together and see if I can heal him. What's your age?
2. So you're rolling to 5.
2.
Cool, I'm fully healed. I started off with 4. I've got 2 rage perm.
And then 0 temps?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Beat you up because he does spend a lot more rage.
Yeah, he spends a lot.
Yeah. I spend a lot more than I get.
Guys, you just fucking take turns slapping him in the balls while he's asleep.
Carly is going to be like checking out the wound on her arm and she's like, it's not fucking healing. Ugh. Okay. It fucking hurts.
Yeah. I'm going to take the lead and just go slowly peek my head out the door. The one that the skull pig opened up.
Are you guys in your creeping?
Yeah.
Well, at this point.
You don't want to just kick the thing open headlong and go, here I am.
Not anymore.
I mean, we did that.
And then it's
we
already got kicked open.
Right.
Touche.
We got skull pegged for it. The one time you're like, oh, we don't need it this time. Nope, we get skull pegged for it.
And shot at, but missed.
See, I hit a miss. It was just suppression fire. You're welcome. Do you imagine getting you guys with a couple rounds and then putting the skull pigs in there?
No. No, and I don't want to imagine it either.
God, the cows come out.
No. I can only imagine the only thing that's keeping them in.
Cows are still there.
That's what I mean. I can only imagine the reason they're still there is they're not nearly as aggressive as the skull pigs were.
I mean, they might be as aggressive, but they're just stupid cows. They're not skull cows. What's even that?
Skull
cow. It's not the return date, this.
Let's get that perception roll.
Okay. 2 successes is what I got.
You peek your head just a little bit at first into the hallway. It's quiet. The gunfire seems to have subsided. The rich scent of copper fills the air. You take a step further out to get a better look at things. Blood stains the walls of this hallway. It's more than double the size of the southern hallway that you came from. And again, with the emergency lights, even some of those have been knocked out, destroyed. So it's even less light than before. But you can see a few dead soldiers as well as body parts scattered about. You see a door directly across from you. And you can't tell further. There's hallway. You can't see anything too far in either direction.
Yeah. I'm going to look to the other guys and just wave them to me as I go to that door across the way from us.
Okay.
Following.
Just a regular door?
It's a pair of double doors. They don't seem as high tech. They're more, we'll say glorified kitchen doors. They're the swinging ones you see like a restaurant. They're closer to that than what you just came from. It's a nice variety of door here. A fucking architect on this shit. Or they just find spare parts and throw it. I don't know what.
Gonna get to like the side of the door and push it open, see if I see anything. or, you know, see if a bunch of gunfire comes out or something or other.
That's fair.
Judging by this, if there is somebody in it, they are probably jumpy.
As we're following, kind of just peeking my head down the hallway to see, obviously, the same thing.
Well, then we'll find out. Make your roll.
Two successes.
So, yeah, same thing. Hey, you could have done better. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Siege. You're heading in? I know you're not busting in like
no, action just man. Yeah, just off to the side and pushing the door open, and then if you know nothing comes out, just looking in.
All right, nothing does come out.
Okay. Yeah, looking in.
All right. As you go and you notice it is decidedly colder in this room. It's clearly there's some fucking climate control going on. You see sides of Beav hanging on hooks. There's a few workstations.
Mm-hmm.
Syringes. It looks like, it looks like marinades and stuff. It's strange because this feels like a room that should be upstairs, except for the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the scattered parts and carcasses of what looks like two or three people. They seem to have been in hazmat suits. In the far right-hand corner, there is a soldier laying on the ground in a puddle of blood. The helmet gone. You know, his balaclava removed. He's, you know, non-distinct, just guy, but very, very pale. He sees you and slowly raises his sidearm, his hand shaking. It's not even really pointed at you. Like it's taking everything he can just to raise the arm.
Gonna back out and let the door close. Looking to the others, how much you want to bet this is Falling Leaf and not the pig? As indicating the hall.
That would make sense. What else is in there?
It's weird. It looks like the workstation's upstairs, but, you know, down here. And there's a couple dead guys in there. Just about.
Then we keep moving.
Yep. Go down further to the east.
All right. And that is through the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I'm tracking you.
Well, Scarlet, you want to go anywhere in particular? We're still just following.
We're just scouring the place. What? Where have we not been? Let's go there. There's a door.
Yeah,
I'm gonna point to the door on our left.
Okay. I was gonna say, as you continue, you can make out the doors to your left and right as you continue east.
Peek in the window on the left. If
you check the left, I'll check the right.
Okay. What kind of door is this one? Left side.
All right, left side. It is locked with keypad and number pad, keypad. You know what? Let's get perception alertnesses.
Okay.
We'll call it the scene just for shits and grins, but I'd love to have those numbers on.
Yeah, probably should have asked this earlier, but do you think this is a dark enough environment for wolf sight to come into play? It's a merit. You get an extra die in low light conditions or specifically to target movement.
And mods or evens?
Odds.
Okay. It is a borderline for me. So, yes. Yeah, you guys get your wolf sight, beyond sight.
Okay. For the perception, is that normal difficulty?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, five successes.
Nice.
Pretty solid roll, too.
I agree.
One, two, three, four, five. Wow. Stupid one. Four. And, you know what? Night Fang. Let me see that tusk real fast.
You, sir, wait until I get his perception roll.
Okay.
Two again.
Okay.
It was the same as earlier.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Night Fang, let me see that tusk.
Sure. And I end it off.
I might need this coming soon. Might be coming in here.
Okay. Now, in fact, with the perception rolls, you do notice that the hallway goes on a little farther into a dead end. You can see more body shapes. Two of note, you mostly get the silhouette because of the dark corners. Any emergency lights that were there have been busted or maybe were just burnt out. That's likely. Maybe they slipped on the blood that got there by accident. Who knows? But of note, one is a Krynos form. The other looks like a wolf.
Lifeless?
I said bodies.
Okay.
You'll also note there are claw marks, you know, along the walls, along with the blood stains and splatters and what have you. The door on the right, which again looks to be a heavier security type door, it's almost intact. It's pretty well damaged.
I'm going to get closer, a little closer, and see if I can examine those two.
What are you guys looking at?
You see this as well, because of your amazing...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So their bodies, they're dead? Or they're just in there?
They are bodies.
On the ground?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to examine them slowly, as long as there's no movement.
Not that you can see.
No, I'm going to try to examine. We'll get a little closer to, at least.
Are we going into the room?
No, this is the end of the hallway.
The end of the hallway.
Oh, these are at the end of the hallway.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to just go up there, then. I'm not creeping. I'm walking up to the Krynos and wolf form.
All right. The wolf is bisected. It's clearly super dead.
Okay.
Its other half is actually on the other side of the hallway.
Jesus Christ.
I'll turn to the Krynos form.
It is, obviously, large and muscular. It has missing patches of fur. And large ears, more bat-like than anything.
Do I recognize it?
You do not.
Okay, it's not Falling Leaf?
This is a certainty. It is absolutely not Falling Leaf at Twilight. Either
way. Got it. Is it dead?
Seems to be, yeah.
Okay. I'll kick it just to make sure. Like, not a hard kick, but like a... You know, like just a...
Like a poke?
Yeah, but like with a little bit more emphasis. Not enough to like do damage, but you know.
Yeah, a little oomph to where like, hey, yeah.
Enough to move it and Sanka, see if it reacts.
Sanka, you dead? Yama.
See if your heads are evens.
I'm just Let's kidding. Go evens.
I'm just kidding. It's totally fine.
Okay.
I just wanted to make you guys crazy.
Yeah, a little bit, because if it's the Krynos, it's either a Metis or just not dead yet.
Yeah, that's why I was making sure.
Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to freak out a little. Because
That's why I was kind of going up a little slower.
This looks to be like the doing of Falling Leaf.
Right, but see that snout? See the ears? I've seen
spiral?
I've seen these before. We have spirals here. We're not alone.
Oh. Obviously, there's tons of people in the hallway with guns. There are skull pigs. Well, pigs with weird skull faces.
It's some sort of skull pig.
Yeah. And then, of course we're not alone. Like, all right, what door, guys? Where are we going? Sorry, I need to be a sarcastic teenager sometimes.
So the one on the right, the door is kind of opened. It was damaged.
Pretty, yeah. It's been messed with. It's been damaged.
And the one on the left is a security door. You said card and number.
Yeah. No, they're both security doors. Just one's kind of fucked up.
Pick out the fucked up one real fast.
Yeah, the southern one specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's check out. That's the fucked up one.
Yeah.
Do I need to damage it more?
You know, yeah.
We're both in Krynos.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's see, you want to do a double shoulder check.
Do you? With the hole?
I don't know how we're going to make that, like, strategically fit. Also, I'm just going to grab and try peeling it like a tin can.
Alright. Alright. Roll it. Which way's the beach?
Just strength?
Yeah.
Okay. I would use the other shoulder, by the way.
That's fair.
That's a really stupid idea.
Right.
Yeah. What if?
I didn't call it standard.
Okay. Three.
Yeah, that'll do it. I mean, look, this isn't the encounter, so I feel like you beat the door, boss.
Good job.
The door gives pretty quickly. Makes a rather loud clank as it's casually tossed to the ground. The hall, it leads, there is a hall, you know, headed south. It's rather long. You can't see all of it. There are blinking lights. Again, the emergency, but it's like there's an electrical short offering large spaces of just darkness along this path. There are dim lights coming from both sides at certain intervals.
Slowly start making my way down that hall just to see what we can see.
Yay. As you actually enter the room, you see it's the long hallway with holding cells, thick padded walls on each side. Seems to be covered with some sort of plastic or plexiglass fronts, metal doors, and keypads beside each. While not the place you were in, Carly, you definitely recognize the style of this particular area.
Carly, I'm going to be really, really, really cautious at this point, like kind of looking a little nervous. Right. Knowing what kinds of things, and me, were behind some of those walls in the other facility.
As you walk through, starting to head south down this hallway, you see it is a long hallway of holding cells, thick padded walls with what seems to be some sort of plastic or plexiglass fronts, a metal door and keypad beside each. Carly, this is strikingly familiar, though this is not the facility you were being held at. Immediately on your left, the first cell, you see four Teddy Tall Tale dolls. They sit peacefully in the center of the room, playing patty cake.
Good God.
None of the family are there.
There looks like a lot more cells to go.
Why are there teddy bears in the cage? What are those teddy bears? And why are they in a cage?
You weren't there for that. They're alive, and last time we ran into one, they tried making family by making people kebabs.
Okay, let's clear those things upstairs.
Scraping flesh off of bodies, and essentially.
Okay, I get it. You can stop.
Uh-huh. In the next cell over,
it's like the stuff upstairs.
In the next cell over is a single teddy. It's hunched in the corner. Eyes glowing red, mouth hanging open as a black drool puddles under it. It notices you, its head tilting 90 degrees upon seeing you. It launches itself at the glass, slashing and roaring violently. Meanwhile, a cedar sleeps quietly in the cell across from the bear.
Probably get the weird sight of, like, a Kratos looking into that little room with the teddy tall tale, and then, like, flinching back when it jumps. Even though, you know, it's not really a threat, but still. What the fuck is up with that thing?
What does the cedar look like?
It has a body very much akin to a monkey.
I was gonna say, I can, like, that's the pineapple gecko monkey were telling you about.
Not, oh. Well, she can see it now. Mm-hmm. Describe it. It has the head shaped a bit like a gecko, this arrow-shaped triangular head. It's curled up, its body, again, like like a monkey. Its skin scaly, very similar to that of a pineapple in terms of the flesh. Yeah, it's curled up, sleeping in the cell. Another sits in the cell next to the first. This one slowly pacing, moving on all fours. It looks at you, opening its mouth. It's clearly disfigured, its side covered in burn marks, left eye missing. Vines are growing out of the socket.
What the fuck?
I mean, they're clearly experimenting on things here.
Yeah. Let's see where...
Honestly, think I got the gist of this room.
I want to keep going further? See what else this shop of horrors has got?
Not particularly, but we don't have much choice, I guess.
I mean, we do. We can just turn around.
But we're... I don't want to, but we need the information.
I think we got it.
Just walking further down at this point.
A couple more cells, empty cells away. You see another one whose front is completely obfuscated with smudges of grease. A couple more. Another skull pig. Over to your right. It too looks to be sleeping.
Slowly keep going.
As you continue down, you see only two more lights, you know, dim lights coming from cells. Both near the very end of the hallway. The first looks to be an 8-year-old girl with blonde curls and a bright blue baby doll style dress. She's on the floor of her cell playing with Barbies. There's a few of them, the car, dream house, the whole nine yards. You take a second and you notice that there's a Ken doll there completely pulled apart, placed in a neat pile in the living room of the dollhouse. She has yet to notice you, or if she has, there's no indication that she cares.
Does she look familiar?
She looks like George Burns.
George Burns.
No, she doesn't look familiar.
So none of the missing children?
No. Those sorts of... She doesn't look like George Burns.
What either. The fuck?
I would hope not.
What the fuck?
In the last cell?
The final cell. On your left. He's in the middle of the room in a straitjacket. Chained to perhaps to the wall of a cell, perhaps to like a handcart. He looks disheveled and filthy, extremely pale with large brown eyes. The figure looks up, noticing you, and smiles. His mouth full of jagged fangs. It looks like he's barking at you, but you can't hear it through the glass.
Humanoid figure?
Looks human.
Nobody, not like anybody we remember?
Nope.
I'm going to start making my way back to the hallway.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole lot of nope.
These can't get out.
You're right. They're behind glass.
Yeah,
but... And that glass is very strong. I couldn't even break it in the last facility, at least.
Oh, but you got out. We don't know what...
Not through the glass.
We know what a few of these are capable of.
Let's not worry about it right now. Right now, let's just... figure out what else is going on in this facility. We clearly know they're experimenting on these. Deep breath.
As long as we don't leave the elevator operational or open up the big tunnel, we should be stuck down here.
Okay.
Fuck. I know if I put my players in that position, they totally open up the little girl's,
Why?
The fucking little girl's cell.
Why would they do that?
Oh, because it's just a kid. It's just a kid.
Yeah, but seeing the
Ken clearly doll, it's not.
Yeah, I know.
That I and know. It's the last room. Like, there's a first thought in my head. Like, why is she the end here? There's something completely wrong. Like, to me, it only gets worse the farther down you go.
Mm-hmm. They also just don't lock anything up in there. Like, clearly Fomorian threats and
It's a paranoid thing, that's all.
I can just have him wearing a heart rate monitor the entire time.
Yeah, it's my watch does it. 99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that one other security door to open.
You make your way up. Back through the hallway. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Just because this seems like something to do at this time, I think he's going to go and pick up the door that, you know, he took off and just go set it right back in place.
You can do that once you get through that hallway.
Yeah.
Let me describe it, you first. Yeah, like damn it.
Sorry.
What, you think something bad's not going to happen just because you... Nuh-uh, sir.
Ah, true.
You're not going to describe your way out of this, goddammit. Describe your way out of this. You make your way back toward the main hall. Back past the cells to the main building. You can hear the vibration, the pounding on the glass as you pass the cedar. Getting more and more violent. Angrier. The vibration wakes up the one next to it. Suddenly a rattling behind you. A skull pig. Now throwing itself against the cell. You make your way back up. The lone Teddy Talltale scraping violently, scratching up the glass. While all its friends in the cell beside happily play games. The chill hits the air as you walk back into the main hallway. Nightfang grabbing the door and trying to place it back as it was.
One of those just out of sight, out of mind.
You take a minute looking at each other. And suddenly your ears pick up a sound. Something in the vents.
Above me?
All through.
I'm going to hold my breath.
Seeing her do it, yeah, you do the same.
Yeah, you hear this rushing sound. But no, it's not the vents. It's the sprinklers. Suddenly a blast door comes over, covering the area with the cells. A much larger door that slid off from the side. You're covered in a liquid springing from those sprinklers. It's not water. There's a very particular chemical smell coming from it.
Remembering his training, Master of Fire.
Yeah, that's a passive, but you are a smart man.
Yep.
This is happening in the outside hallway?
Yes, it is.
All of the outside hallway?
As far
or
as
you, just above us right now?
As far as you can see. And
okay, I'm going to... I'd like to like make my way to back to the meat room.
Okay. Like,
slowly start heading that direction, trying to get out of the prep that's spraying from the ceiling.
Certainly. We're going with slowly? You said slowly.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, then. I didn't mean to say slowly. I'm going to make my way back to the meat room.
Okay.
Like the chiller?
Yeah.
The chilled room?
Yeah, the one north of the development lab.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, seeing this and feeling it, and it doesn't even feel like water, as fast as I can back to that room.
All right. Is it unanimous?
Yep.
All right, you make your way. There do not seem to be extra security blast doors or whatever there. You make your way in. However, the sprinklers are going off in here too.
This is disgusting. Dear God, I'm trying to like wipe it off of me.
It's oily to the touch.
Yep. Careful of any sparks. We need to get out of here. Think about it. We don't want those things getting out. I guarantee you they don't either.
Right, well, that was the blast door, right? Yeah, that room is, the room is blocked now because a blast door shut behind us. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we're not worried about that room anymore.
Oh, but we're worried about everything else now.
Yeah.
Leading up to the sprinklers.
Let's go back to the fucking security room then.
Is further down this hall.
We have one more room to check, guys.
I don't know if we're going to get the chance.
Yeah, this is disgusting. I'm not going to like linger around and look in rooms. I'm heading back to the security room, trying to like schluck it off of me, even though it's still coming on me.
I mean, you guys are soaking wet at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We're making our way back to the security room. That's correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for Falling Leaf actively.
Okay.
All right. I would imagine you're picking up the pace somewhat.
Yeah.
Out of concern for your general well-being.
What about that computer tower?
I'm thinking of it, Ricochet. Let's just get to the security room first. If there's guards down that hallway, we fucking leave it.
I don't give a fuck about the tower.
As you make your way closer, obviously, you get a better view of the area near the security room with the motor pool. It, again, this is the lights. It's better lit than before. But as you make your way there, you can now see the auto pool, only to see a man standing at the center of the area. He's wearing a suit and holding an umbrella. Nightfang. Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize him.
Yeah, I figured.
From a previous encounter.
Right.
He's standing around watching. Standing in front of a fresh van blocking the tunnel. And another team of soldiers, clearly in more advanced armor, moving about bodies of fallen comrades. You can also see the limp body of Falling Leaf at Twilight being shoved into the side of the van. The man in the suit looks up, seeing the three of you. I was gonna buy a boat. He shakes his head. He raises his hand. There's some sort of device in it. You can't quite make out what. Boys! The soldiers stop and look. You count five of them. Nightfang! Ricochet! Gain two rage at the sight of him.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to get done talking. I'm just snarling and gritting my teeth as hard as I fucking can.
Yeah, it's the kind of scenario, had I not said something, definitely say something to me, because it certainly warranted. I just would have forgotten.
No, I was waiting for you to be done.
No, I'm just encouraging that for the future. You know? If it's something you feel right for your character and I didn't think about it, fucking you tell me.
I've just been standing there practically vibrating with barely contained fury as he is trying to think. Keyword, trying.
No, I probably would have rushed already if it wasn't raining this fucking oily substance all over us right now.
It's just Evian.
Which is naive spelled backwards.
Yes, it is. That's why I chose it.
No, absolutely just gritting teeth, snarling. It's taking a lot, but he's holding back. And again, would have rushed if it wasn't for.
How many guards are there? Or
five.
Five?
Yep. So six targets in total.
And he's got a button in his hand?
Yep, some sort of device. There is totally a button on him. That in one hand, umbrella in the other.
Yep. God damn it. I got two ideas here.
I'm gonna put my hands on the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Remember your litany.
up.
Little levity for y'all.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my hands like on them as we're standing here.
Like how? I'm like a friend.
Like just like a on the shoulders or on the back, whatever's closest to me.
Okay.
Friendly, just a touch. I'm just making physical contact with them.
Okay.
I'm preparing a quick escape if needed, but I do not say that out loud. I just put my hands on them, sensing the rage.
He took Cassie.
He's got falling leaf.
What is he saying anything to the soldiers?
You know, I mean, I gave you guys time to react. Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And gestured, excuse me, toward the three of you. That's what these dice are for.
Our early demises.
I was going to say initiative. But...
Yeah. Do the guys seem like they're going to fight, or...
Yeah, I've been debating what to do this entire time between two ideas, and I just rolled for it. Yeah, Nightfang's rushing the guy. Okay. Krynos in all fours.
And seeing him doing it, I would be right behind him.
You will hold.
Okay.
Because we're going to do two things here, because we did not roll initiative.
Okay.
So... CJ.
Yeah.
Roll one. You specifically.
9. 9 isn't the number.
Okay. And
I mean, it's your call.
I know it is. Oh, how about that? Mr. Tyson, odds or evens?
Odd.
Okay. CJ, make you're rushing them. What's your plan there?
Going for... I'm going to say 3 claw swipes, but the first one, going to be trying to use Falling Touch on it. Which would cost a rage or willpower.
We'll not allow a rage action for this turn.
Okay.
On account of pre-initiative. You won't have time.
Yeah.
you get okay. 1.
Yeah, fair. Then yeah, we'll do just the claw attack.
And while roll that, and while that is going on.
Let's get a soak pool set aside, just in case. That is 5 successes on the claw attack. If it hits, 9 potential damage.
Okay. Here's a fun scene. You freeze, but for a moment, seeing your familiar foe, Nightfang, you rush forward, fury overwhelming you. It's almost as if you were propelled by a force outside of yourself. You raise your claws high and go to swing down. As you do so, 2 of the soldiers open fire. The bullets whizzing by you, barely grazing your cheek. No damage at all. However, they do strike your allies. Soak for both of you. And make sure to thank Mr. Tyson because he picked the ones that didn't have silver.
4.
Awesome.
Five.
Ricochet, you feel an impact directly in your fucking forehead. It gives you pause. But freaked out as it may have made you, it doesn't seem to have actually connected or penetrated.
Like a bounce off of a wall?
Yep. Wow. You beat the soak. Carly, you feel a similar at your left shoulder. It moves you slightly, but you seem to be unharmed. How much was that?
9.
Okay. Your claws come down. Oh, with the entire weight of your rage. You can feel raking, not flesh so much, but some sort of armor. I don't remember if you struck him before or not, you personally.
I have, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you feel that they familiar.
He's next to nothing.
Your claws, your fingertips, they hurt. It's like they've been cut. It feels like you've carved through solid steel. Your opponent takes a few steps back. He drops the umbrella. You can see blood pooling up under the suit. Roll for initiative, everyone.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
2.
6.
10.
Told you, I tell you when I'm upset. I'm upset.
Well, that's not my fault, so... Gotta get some Indian burial ground ice here.
Oh god, I hate that sound. You have like 400 dice.
I have 6 enemies. Different colored dice makes it easier to keep track of.
I get it. Still sucks.
3 of them have silver.
Still sucks.
Okay, bad news, and you are last.
Yeah, I figured that's yep.
Oh no, you're not last. Oh my god, you're not.
Second to last, I'm guessing.
Right, but you rolled a 2, so how about we fucking take our victory? Okay, so CJ, that was a 10, correct?
Yep.
Roll a tiebreaker.
Okay. 7.
All right. That's amazing, by the way. One of the soldiers, one of the ones who fired a shot, specifically, turns watching the first blood. Mr. Baxter! He holds out his hand, as if making a shush or a hold motion. He shakes his head a bit, looking up to meet your eyes directly, Nightfang. He growls out. And then smiles. He smiles. A tail breaking through the back of the suit. Launching around like a scorpion's. To stab you at the back of the neck, Nightfang. Take 2 rage. Ricochet, take 2 rage. Yeah. Is this scene is so eerily familiar. Roll your soak.
Okay. 3.
3?
3, yep.
The tail does in fact stab in. You can feel a burning. You move to pull back. You can't help but scream out in pain. As you can feel some of the poison being injected into your veins. You manage to stumble away just in time. 1 ag.
Okay.
He's still standing?
Standing, yep. Kind of staggering, a lot of pain. Okay. A lot of pain.
Okay.
And it is your turn, Nightfang.
Okay, then, let's... Nightfang's currently got a single... thought going through his head, and it's just murder. So let's spend 2 rage and bank 1 and do 3 claw attacks.
Actually, let's roll that rage.
Okay.
I think being hit by the same attack that murdered your packmate qualifies as a condition for a rage roll.
Div 6 or?
Div 6, yes.
Okay, just checking. I know some places it varies. No successes. There was a 1 and a 6.
Okay, you managed to temper your rage. Go ahead and take your turn.
Cool. Yeah, claw attack number 1.
Man, that'd have been beautiful.
Actually, you know what? Mind if I change this first claw attack to a punch just to punch him in his smug face?
Claw him in his smug face.
You know, I will allow it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you roll yours too.
So I rolled 10 dice in div 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary hearing that.
Yep.
I know. This is where the system
can you're right next to him.
Well, we gained 4 rage off of that.
That's true.
Seeing him and then seeing the same attack.
I a little bit did set you up, but it does make sense, and I'm not sorry.
No, I'm not either. And I would absolutely expect this to happen.
Go ahead and roll your punch there, Siege.
Yeah, 1 success on the punch itself, and 5 successes on just the straight strength roll.
You said 6, correct?
Why am I counting? I don't need to count 6. You counted 6. What am I counting 6 for? Get this fucking number stuck in my...
So I have 2 with a 1. So I have 1 success.
You're okay, he has it frenzied, it sounds like.
This is actually one of the worst rolls I've had for a 10 throw.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, here, again, I won't even...
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You punch him square at the bridge of the nose, which has left like a dent. Like you hit the door of a car.
Oh, he broke those sunglasses too, huh?
Probably. Yeah, the glasses break and shatter and fall into the floor.
That's 2 successes on the claw attack that comes up next. You can thank God ones don't take away from damage in your system. That's 7 ag, potentially. I'm fucking running out of dice that aren't in dice jail.
He leaves some for other... Well, there's 5 other people. I was going to say, leave some for the rest of the pack, you creep.
But it was 7 ag for the second claw attack.
Oh, okay, I was waiting for you. I thought you weren't done yet.
Yeah, sorry. It was 2 successes on the hit, 7 for the damage. I'm not too fucking thrilled with my current hit rolls, but I'm okay with damage.
I'm not too thrilled with these soak rolls. You are not.
I am.
You are not going to shadows and tall trees this motherfucker. You slash down again. Again, your claws, your fingertips, just the pain involved in managing to cut through your opponent's exoskeleton. But still, you ring true. Again, your claws drink deep.
Last one is 5 on the hit. That looks better.
Oh my god. Jesus.
I will say I had like 3 ones in that last roll, so let's see if I get more on this one.
No, how many turns did you take? I didn't hear you say you spent any rage.
I had spent 3 banked 1.
I don't think you're cheating. I just don't remember hearing it. All right. It's like, stop rolling, you prick. I get to go. Man, the sweetheart and give him first hit is the thanks I get.
That's 8.
All right.
And that is my turn.
You stop. You stop forever. Mute his mic. He staggers back, blood spraying from his mouth. Despite his wounds, he's still on his feet. Immediately as he staggers back, one of the soldiers fires off a burst. A single shot catching you in the shoulder, Nightfang. The round's hot. It burns. 1 ag.
Okay. That hurts.
Carly, Wolf or Soak, as another burst hits your way. And that can be nice to hear Wolf or Soak. Like, there's the relief. I'm taking damage, but it's not fucking so mm-hmm.
2.
You take 2 in the gut. Damage. And gain a rage off that. Okay. You lucky bastard.
Lucky for not succeeding on the rage roll, or?
No, lucky for only taking one of those.
Okay.
Again, the soldier's opening fire. You catch one between the ribs. One egg.
One more egg.
And now it is your turn.
So spending a willpower for resist pain first.
And that's the scene, so you're covered there.
Taking advantage of not frenzying, I would just rush towards and help out Nightfang as best I could.
Right, but there are six targets, so saying I'm going to help, like, what does that mean?
Are they all grouped up, the soldiers?
I mean, they're not in a fun formation for, like, what are you looking for?
How close together are they, I guess is the question. Because I'd be running right at them. Because I just got shot.
Well, there's five of them.
Between one and I would run right at one and try and kick off him. And being they're that close, I would try to go for him, like, one after the other.
Kick off of him?
I don't want to say, like, a ricochet bounce, but, like, I would hit one and then go right for the other.
Okay. Because kick off isn't going to work in Krynos. I know. You're going to...
That's why I said I didn't want
to
say that.
Like, you're going to go to jump and he's going to fall on the ground and then you're going to fall on the ground because that's not
I know.
Enough matter to keep.
Yeah. But I would.
If you drop kick, you might send him flying.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, a claw attack against one, and a claw attack against two, and then they're banked.
Okay. Ooh, nothing.
That doesn't sound good.
Nothing.
Great. First hit is a five successes.
So strength plus six.
First damage, 7 damage on the first hit.
Mm-hmm. And the second hit is the second guard.
Correct.
Okay.
So 6 damage and right, correct, 6? 6 kicks?
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, but we'll get to that in a minute.
9. 6, then 9.
All right. Also, I would like to commend you for doing the smart thing.
I wanted to say something, but, you know, it's his character, his decision.
Right. Well, it's like 5 turns of fucking dudes, 3 of which have silver ammo. They could kill all of you in a round. Let's ignore them.
Yeah.
I also feel like this Baxter guy might stay alive for this, and he just might just be a reoccurring character. So.
Well, no, gotta murder him.
Nightfang has anything to say about it.
You mean if the storyteller has anything to say about it?
I mean, fair.
I mean, yeah.
But again, you got 3 dudes with silver weapons. Those should go first.
Or a guy who can poison you and kill you in a hit. We're fucked either way.
You charge forward. Your claws slashing at the nearest of the soldiers. The armor's unlike that of which you have fought before. It's far sturdier. You don't quite break through with the first hit, but you do feel like you've done some sort of damage. He screams out, staggers back. The second one goes to pull his sidearm, aiming it for your head. You get the drop on, of course. Your claws slashing in response. A solid hit, better than the first at least. The very tips of your claws tasting blood. Again, you can hear the scream. The sidearm falls from his hand. He staggers back as well. Carly, welcome back.
Thanks. I would like to use the rage to shift up to Krynos.
Very, very good idea. I applaud it.
Yes. And then I would like to go for a claw attack on the closest guard.
All right. Do me a solid.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 5.
Perfect.
Do you want to back?
He's the closest to me. That's the one I'm going to go and make a claw attack towards.
All right.
That is a dex brawl.
Dex brawl, that's correct.
The extra dex, but then I've got my wound. Oh, shit.
Oh my god, what? Who?
10, 10, 10, 10, 3.
That's a good roll.
I was a little worried about that because I don't have as many dice as the guys. That's a really good roll.
There was 4 tens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So strength plus two plus three.
That's correct.
Strength. Oh, Krina's strength, thank God. Okay. Krina's strength plus two plus three minus a wound penalty.
Do wound penalties take away from damage?
No, but they should have to hit, so we're going to call that even.
Oh. Oh, I did take one off to hit.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I'll add one here then.
Yeah, well, not, okay. I just don't. Because if you did the wound penalty to the hit, don't worry about it for damage.
Okay, I did do a wound penalty to hit, so perfect. I can add the dice I took off for damage here. Yes, got it. I took off one for both, but
Okay, that was the piece I was missing. You're on point. Yes. You got it.
That's seven damage.
And you said not all of them have silver, so
seven. You said
yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, was that the only turn?
I spent one rage to shift, and then I used my action to attack.
Yep.
And then after the attack, I'd like to bank one rage.
Done.
Okay.
Okay.
Did I do any? Okay, go ahead.
You're about to find out.
I want to know.
You roar as you lunge forward. Your claws at the ready midair, you land, striking down at your opponent. Your claws slice through the armor like a hot knife through butter. Your fingertips soaking in his blood. He lands on the ground, screaming out, the sanguine fluid pouring from the chest wound. He ain't dead, but you did the most damage so far. That isn't CJ rolling 30 times. And, all right, we're back around here. Dana, roll your soak.
Four.
Okay. Startled, even panicked, the first guard that you attacked reaches to the knife at his belt, lunging forward, all of his fury, desperate to get revenge for the damage you've done upon him. The knife shatters on your skin.
Taking that bank rage, kind of want to like pick him up and slam him into like number three.
Yeah, thank you. That's a bit of a slamming is a bit of a stretch. That would be throw, sir.
Yeah,
slamming. Come on.
Like, I would pick him up and just run right into him, kind of thing.
That, nope. Not a banked rage, dude. That is a fucking multiple tier action.
Good point.
Pick him up and do a victory lap and then hit him with the other. And I'm going to make a coney dog and fucking.
Victory lap. Okay, then yeah, then I would.
Make
then
a
I
nice would, stew.
Then I would try and throw him.
Okay.
And what would that be?
That would be a throw roll. It's a fucking. We gotta grab him. See, god damn it. Alright. See, he's right there. We'll just do a Dex Firearms. Fuck it.
Okay.
Like the difficulty to grab him at that point, right?
Right. Well, he went to go stab me and he didn't do anything, so he's right in front of me.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I kind of want to give you shit for it, because then again, that's a compound action, but fuck it. Because he's right there. The diff to grab him's gotta be, what, two?
Right. So Dex Firearms.
Dex Firearms.
So that's five. That would be three successes. And then would you need a damage roll for that?
No.
Okay.
That was three?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You grab a hold of the soldier who just went to stab you. In your fury, you take him, effortlessly flinging him toward another one of your opponents. You throw wild while aiming for a particular. You do, in fact, miss. However, your projectile's body pings off the side of the van. An audible cracking can be heard.
Good enough.
All right. Now then.
Feel better about that bank rage.
You got that in at the nick of fucking time, too.
I know.
That's the end of that round. Like, I was starting to roll for the next round. You fucking just barely got that, sir. Baxter's face twitches. There's something in his eyes, a madness lurking beneath. His free hand reaches for his sidearm. Two gunshots echo. He opens his mouth. A hiss comes out, blood pouring from it, leaking from between his teeth. His other hand reaches up, hitting the button on the device. You can hear the explosion starting from the corners of the compound. The sound of fire roaring down the tunnels. CJ, what's your health look like?
2 AG.
Okay, good.
And this is all bashing for me for the fire, at least, so if that matters.
Oh, you have not taken fire damage yet.
Okay, cool.
You did, however, take two.
I do have a banked rage.
Are we going to try to dodge the point-blank bullets?
Yes. Because I remember what happened to Dodge, to Dave.
It's going to be diff 9, beat 4. It's point-blank, dude. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah, then... Oh, then fucking never mind. I wasn't sure on the whole situation there.
No, that's like I said. Baxter pulled his sidearm, pointed, and fired two off.
Okay.
I mean, you can. You're right. You have a banked rage. You can try to dodge it, but we're talking point blank gunshots.
Yeah, that'd be one success. So yeah, nope.
All right. Yeah, I'd gain a rage while you're at it.
Okay.
Can I use my banked rage?
Sure. I mean, it's not going to save from the damage, but...
I just want to run into the back of the van where Falling Leaf is. I would like it just to be a movement to get into the back of the van with Falling Leaf.
Okay. I mean, I'll allow it. You sure you don't want to wait in case you need that for your next turn? Or for what
okay,
happens?
I guess I'll save it. Never mind. Yeah, I'll save it. Sure.
I mean, I'll allow it, but there are four other characters that are going to go before you.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair.
All right, so that puts you at 6, does it not? Or that puts you mauled, correct, CJ?
How much damage did I take?
You took 3.
Okay, 3. I did not hear that.
Oh, no, my bad.
So, yes, I am at mauled.
Okay. Yeah, you took these slugs directly in the fucking gut. I mean, we're talking about 6 inches between you.
Yep.
The pain is excruciating. And again, you take a rage for the damage, and it is your turn.
Cool. Let's just go ahead and do spend a willpower for resist pain, first off.
Do you have resist pain, or are you just resisting the pain?
I have resist pain.
Okay.
It's a tribe gift, or auspice gift.
Oh, I don't have issue there. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you don't have resist pain, you can do it on a turn-by-turn basis. I just wasn't sure which one.
Yeah. I picked it up a little while back, but yeah. And then two claws and bank one, just in case.
Yeah, okay.
That's 2 successes for the first hit. Thank God ones do not take away, because that is 5. Would have been 2 if they did.
All right. Go ahead for your second.
It's just 1. Less than exciting there.
That is less than exciting.
Yep.
God damn, man.
Lisa wasn't a botch.
Get it together. What are you doing? He just shot you, and you're like, just 1. Fuck it.
Yeah. It was almost a botch, I will say. It could have been if there hadn't been the fucking 2 successes, but yeah.
That wouldn't have been the worst thing ever, I swear.
Yep. Fuck. 5 damage as well.
Okay, that's more reasonable.
Yeah, that is actually a fully average roll for this pool.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Whatever I want, because I'm a storyteller. Okay. Disoriented and enraged from the pain, you reach back, slashing at his throat, your claws almost bouncing off of his skin. Infuriated, you rear back and lunge forward, each thumb spearing him through the eye. Blinded by rage, you roar out and simply begin pulling. Between his screams, you hear his final words. fucking months. They know about you now. You can't fucking hide from what's... As you pull his head clear from his body. Positioning suddenly becomes really important. Seeing this, the remaining soldier next to Ricochet turns and runs toward the van. You could see the fire shooting up from the tunnel to the south.
Yeah, I'd like to use my action now to jump into the back of the van.
You know, I was about to say.
I'm going to jump into the back of the van now with my action.
Yes.
If I can do anything else, I will. But if not, then this is where I'm at.
No.
In the back of the van with Falling Leaf.
You got it. All right.
Okay.
It was very forceful on that. Oh, that's okay.
Sorry. I'm very focused on this van right now.
No, I was about to say, you seeing this coming in, you have rage banked. I'm going to let you do that now. swear it was the next words coming out of my mouth. Fucking. She meant it. Of course, I think she also knows where she is in terms of where that hallway is. And I'm about to roll fucking fire damage for the guy she was hitting.
Close the doors if I can.
As the fire breaches into the motor pool, the soldier that Carly was fighting is instantly immolated. The accelerant that has been spraying from the sprinkler system, it puts a quick end. You can hear him screaming in pain as he's cooked, melted into his body armor. Seeing this happen, Carly, you quickly dash into the van. Into the side door to the back of the van. What's your plan there?
I wanted to grab a hold of Falling Leaf and Crossover.
Oh, and step sideways?
Like close the doors and try to step sideways with Falling Leaf.
I'm going to tell you right now that you're not going to fit in that van in Krynos.
Can I jump into Glabro on my way in?
I will make you spend an additional rage for that, but yes.
Okay, I'll do that then.
If you don't want to spend the rage, you could go to Hamid.
I'll spend the rage.
Okay. Just making sure you're aware, you know.
I'm okay with spending that rage.
You don't want to go to
No.
Okay.
To a soft and squishy form?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'd also, at this point in time, can I do the thing with the rage?
I don't know what that means.
The take one permanent off and add in.
Yeah, if you got to pop a perm. Yeah, pop a perm.
I need to pop a perm for that. Well, it's my last one, so I'm going to pop a perm.
Yep.
Like, I went to zero, so I'm going to do the thingy. Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Hope.
So now I have the 10, 10 temporary.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'd like to close those doors, and then the second I can, I'd like to try to start crossing over with him.
I will give you the van leap. I will give you the change form. I will not give you the closing door in the rest of that.
Got it. I will have to wait. Nice try. I was just, letting you know what I was wanting to do, just in case of whatever I could get away with.
Right, exactly.
You are there.
Being very straightforward with you, what I want to get away with. Okay. Erased my perm.
Seeing the fire barreling down, the soldier that Ricochet attempted to throw a body at looks at the flames, looks to the three of you. He pulls his sidearm, putting it in his mouth, and pulls the trigger.
Okay.
The next one, infuriated by all of this, turns, running toward the van. He dives into the passenger seat. You can't quite see what he's doing. He reached for something. As the door begins to slide open, the door to the tunnel begins to slide open. Mere seconds passing, the fire edging closer still. It reaches and engulfs yet another one of the soldiers. The screams are unbearable. The scent of burning flesh permeates the air, overpowering even the accelerant that's so attached to your skin. Ricochet, it's your turn. Act quickly.
shifting to Lupus, trying to dive into the van and also activate Master of Fire.
Yeah, I mean, I won't even make you roll on that one.
The rage to shift to Lupus. And then, yeah, trying to get the fuck out of the way of the fire. So, yeah, going into the van. But, yeah, I would try and push the other guard out if I could even.
Okay. Carly, what do you got for us? Time is of the essence.
I'm going to try to cross over with Falling Leaf while in the back of the van. I'd like to spend willpower for that.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I am. This is very tense.
Uh-huh. It is, yes. He's unconscious. There's a fucking fire. I don't have Master of Fire. I don't know how fast this van is going to get out of here.
I agree with everything you just said.
Or even if the van's going to get out of here. Like, okay, so.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. I'm
very nervous for you guys.
Like, there was a
spending a will.
There was a bit of relief when Baxter said his final words, but then like, oh, like there's still a roaring fire coming at us. Like, no, my hands are still fucking shaking.
This is a chemical fire. And you're covered in accelerant. That makes the soak 9, by the way.
What is my Master Fire, thank difficulty God. Here? It's not ag. What's my difficulty here?
8.
2 successes, plus a willpower, so 3.
That's frankly way better than I expected.
Okay.
In this fight and flight, flight is what Carly is thinking.
I'm not going to fight the fire.
Nope.
I mean, I guess like flight. The water, there are people who do that.
Running.
Metallica?
I can't see anything. You grab a hold of Falling Leaf, and somehow, through the miraculest of miraculins, you almost instantly cross through the gauntlet. Perhaps it was something with the destruction of all the Weaver tech that had made it easier, somehow, despite the difficulty you were given.
There were 2 9s, and the rest were, like, 3s.
It's an improbably good roll.
Yeah. Not. Oh, God.
You find yourself sitting on the cold metallic floor of the area. You can hear pained, angry sounds emanating from all around you. Hordes of pattern spiders are skittering out the way of the tunnel. You can see massive fire spirits, tainted and twisted, hues of blue and green, hungrily, angrily screaming as they crawl down the tunnels directly toward you.
What form is he in?
He's an Hamid.
Okay, I'd like to shift up to Krenos, grab him, and run.
Okay. I'm going to roll those dice and pivot. Nightfang, you are gut shot. There is silver in your belly. Your blood is burning from even the small amount of poison that was injected. You are bloody and weak, and the fire is crashing down on you. You can see the door in the distance is sliding open. You can see the van and Carly disappearing with Falling Leaf. What's left of your enemies are, if not killing themselves, then falling victim to the flames. What do you do?
Throwing Baxter's head over my shoulder and just gritting my teeth and booking it as fast as I can, leaping the van if I've got to.
Through the tunnel? Or to the tunnel?
Yep, through the tunnel.
Dex athletics.
Yeah, to the tunnel where the door's opening. Got it. Just because it would be my luck, I am spending a willpower.
If there's a time to do it.
Yeah. Okay. That's 3 successes.
And we pivot. Ricochet, you see Carly and Falling Leaf vanish into the Umbra. You look to your side, seeing one of the soldiers, the final living one. You see that he had activated the door. You can hear your alpha leap the van and land on the other side, running through the barely.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Following, running as fast as I can in the same direction.
But you're in the back of the van. Are you getting out and running around? Are you trying to slip through the front seat?
Yes, front seat.
I'm also going to make you do a dex athlete.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make you spend a rage, because you ain't opening that door in Lupus. I mean, there isn't one to switch back to Hamid, but I'm imagining you're not running through in Hamid.
No, but I feel like I would probably try and jump through the glass if I could. It's
ouch.
Yeah.
You're too big for that. Yo. So let's see that dex athlete. I'm cool with you keeping the Lupus stats, but
it's just that moment to switch.
Yep. Yeah, well, you got the rage to spare. I don't feel bad for you at all.
I'm still spending a willpower to guarantee a success. Four plus the willpower.
CJ, how many successes?
Three.
That tracks. M, how many successes?
Do I need to make a roll for my run? Is that what you're asking for successes?
I thought or you did. I apologize if I did not.
No, you didn't ask. You just said, you rolled dice and just said shifting over to other people. I meant Krenos.
Yeah, my bad on that then. Please and thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Who?
And was that, that was before the willpower?
Yeah, it was before the willpower.
With falling
leaf. So three total.
With falling leaf in your Krenos arms, you race down the tunnel. The angry fire spirits giving chase, consuming all in their path. Nightfang, you manage to make the jump over the van. Your body just fitting through the opening of the door. You start to run. You continue to run with all of your might, but the pain, it's getting to be too much. You stumble. Your legs start to give. Suddenly, the Lupus body of Ricochet comes up directly behind you, shifting to Hispo in transit to help you, give you support. You make your way through the tunnel gate as the fire burns hotter and closer. As you smash through the fire meets the air, the backdraft envelopes you both, propelling you forward out of the cave. You struggle and scramble to pick yourselves up as the cave itself begins to rupture. You manage to make your way outside, collapsing, exhausting, as you watch the cave seal itself behind you. Carly.
Yes.
Carrying falling leaf, you find yourself just barely making it out of the tunnel. Past the webs melting away under the fury of those flame spirits. You can hear them roar out as they combust. The cave around you giving way, collapsing. You manage just in time to make it to the other side, finding yourself relatively safe in the Umbralscape. Pattern spiders scattering everywhere. You take a moment and return to the realm with Falling Leaf. The four of you now reunited. Though your Stargazer friend still alive, but out. You can still feel the heat coming from the other side of the cave. The four of you beaten and exhausted, but still breathing. While your falling pack mate avenged, your enemy's warnings echo through your head. While the future may be unknown, one thing remains certain. This is just the beginning. And that'll do it for now. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next chapter of Wherever Gaia Takes Us, and next week for the regular episode of Rage Across the Internet. If you like what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and you can always jump onto our Ko-Fi to give us a little support that, oh, trust me, we desperately need. You can find that at ko-fi/rageacrosstheinternet. And you can find us here, the same place you found us last week. So be sure to tune in and have some fun with us. You take it easy.